Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey, what's going on there? This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. This is episode 387 and welcome. Today, I wanted to talk about the balance between abundance and urgency. Now, if you know anything about what I focus on and truly vibe with that, then you know it's all about abundance mindset, right? One of the chapters I wrote, and I'm going to talk about this in the next episode, which is, you know, about telling the right people yes and the wrong people no, that's really leveraged from an abundance mindset. So it's about abundance and trusting that, hey, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Your goal is not to sell all of them, enroll all of them, and get them all into your program, your product, your service, your mission, your vision, whatever that is. And so that's not the goal, nor is that achievable. And what happens is a lot of times sellers, salespeople, they try that approach. They think any conversation they have, they should move forward, right? They're coming at it from a desperate, self-centered mode where, hey, if I let this person go and I don't have them or help them, air quotes, buy from me, then who knows when the next one's going to come across, right? Like if you ever had that friend, or maybe you've been that person who is desperately single, and then you have a chance to talk to somebody and you definitely want to move it forward because you're worried in your mind that if you don't go on a date with that person or don't move them forward, who knows when the next bus is going to come for you? Is there anyone else? And so a lot of salespeople get to that mode. The counter to that, the solution to that, the better way to handle that is to come from a place of abundance, trusting that, hey, there's more than enough out there. There are all the clients in the world for you that you would ever want, and they're there for you. Now, here's where the challenge comes in, is that what I see a lot in my coaching and consulting is order takers who are leaning on abundance as the reason why they don't move people forward in the sales conversation. So order taker, somebody who's generally really good at building rapport, maybe really good at building relationships centered on empathy, and they are really focused on hoping the other person likes them so much and wants what they have that they're offering that they would want to sign up and buy. And so again, hope is the main closing strategy of the order taker. And if that's you, the great news is that you can always shift that. You can always change it. You can always put some things in place with various strategies. Obviously, that's what I wrote about in Selling with Authentic Persuasion. It's what I help people hear. There's lots of resources online. All you got to do is go to jasoncutter.com to find that. Find everything that I have going on. The key is that there's a lot of order takers who rely on abundance, which is, I don't need to push these people forward. I don't need to push them towards the close because there's enough people out there. And so I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm just going to keep planting seeds of hope. And if I do that enough, it will work out and I'll get what I want. Now, the thing is yes, that is true if you're effective at selling and persuading, and if you're going to play the really, really long game and plant lots of seeds of hope. And what you're hoping for is in some circles called a laydown, which is somebody who knows that they want to buy. They need no help. They need no overcoming objections or challenges or issues, and they're just ready to buy. They have their money in hand and they're just looking for somebody to take that and help them get what they need. And then it's a simple transaction. If there's one thing I know, it's that sales is full of failure. Even if you're a Hall of Fame level sales professional, you can make a great income despite losing more than you're winning. If there's one aspect of sales that most people fear and what keeps a lot of people even wanting to get into sales, it's getting hit with objections. That is why I wrote my latest book, The Sales Consultant Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. This is the first in my new series of short books, guides filled with what you need for helping you improve your selling effectiveness. No fluff, No long-winded stories, no filler to make it seem more valuable, just actual foundation-building strategies to help you become aware of the true nature of why your prospects bring up objections, the different type of objections, and then specific ways to overcome them that are universal to most any sales process, product, service, or style. Go to Amazon.com today and get your copy of A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. Or if you'd rather, as a gift to the listeners of this podcast, email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and I'll send you a complimentary full version of it as my thank you for listening and supporting this show. The challenge with that is that it's tough to hit your quota. It's tough to make your numbers. It's tough to make enough revenue where you're happy, you're successful in moving towards your own individual goals based on waiting for and hoping for those lay down customers that are so easy they've sold themselves. And so an abundance mindset could unfortunately lead to that, which is, hey, there's enough people out there, Jason. So I'm just going to wait for all the ones who are ready to go. Then that means you're an order taker. And then it's a numbers game. And that's usually a really hard numbers game because, again, if somebody was really that eager to buy, they would just buy. They wouldn't need your help. Your company, or if you're in business for yourself, you need the role that you're in is for you to help persuade people. So here's the balance. The balance between abundance and urgency is that you want to come at it from a place of abundance. If they have problem X and you have solution Y, abundance is, hey, I don't need to push you forward. That wouldn't be the right thing to do anyway. I want to do the right thing for you. So I'm going to help you go in a different direction. That's not with me. Instead of that desperate person, like I talked about earlier, that desperate person who's single and just wants a relationship or needs a relationship, the biological clock is ticking, whatever that may, the pressure from the family, whatever that might be, instead of that mode in your sales career, it's about the abundance side, which is if they have problem X or goal X and you have solution X, then it's a home run. This is where the other part comes in, which is the urgency. And this is where a lot of order takers, if you shift to this, then it's key. It helps so much, which is then they have problem or goal X, you have solution X. That's great. I can help you. Now the time is now for us to move forward, right? The time is always now. Of course, there's money objections, there's money challenges. There might be, you know, getting other stakeholders involved, whether it's B2B sales or if it's a consumer sale and they've got to get approval or consent from some other family member or friend or child or adult, whatever that might look like. There's those things, but the time to move towards that and the time to take action is always now. And so that's what you want to do is you want to be riding that line between abundancy and urgency, right? Abundancy is like, hey, I see the world as abundant. And if you present yourself to me and I uncover going through the sales success fundamentals, the REFU framework, if I uncover that you have something I can help with and you would benefit from buying from me. Remember that last part in the REFU framework is U for urgency. So you want to focus on that. You don't want to sit back. You don't want to hope. You don't want to wait for that person to be that lay down to just hand you money. You want to facilitate that. You want to persuade them. You want to lead them across the finish line and you want to do it now. And so you want to always watch that balance, that line with abundance and urgency. So hopefully that helps you close more deals and make sure you go to jasoncutter.com, find all the resources. I have a couple new ebooks that have come out in the Sales Consultant's Guide to series. The first one is Overcoming Objections. The second one is Motivating Your Sales Team. So whether you're a sales team leader or you're a salesperson or a solopreneur and you're trying to do it all, check out those very tactical books. Also, if you haven't seen it already, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, which is in hardcover, it's also in Kindle, is now available on Audible. So if you go to jasoncutter.com/audible, you can get access to that through Amazon. And in fact, if you haven't signed up for Amazon Audible program yet, when you do their free trial, you get a couple of credits. You can use that for listening to the book for free. So go to jasoncutter.com/audible for access to that. That's it for today. That's it for this conversation. I'll catch you tomorrow on the next conversation about authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.